If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called All Things Endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.
Are you thinking about transitioning from clinical medicine into a leadership role? Are you unclear about the path forward and what it looks like as you embark on this journey of leadership? Remember that the only true limitation is the one you set for yourself. I invite you to take our leadership assessment. This scorecard will provide you with a snapshot of your readiness along the leadership journey. So to grab your scorecard, go over to womenphysicianslead.scorecard.com. That's womenphysicianslead.scorecard.com. Hey there, leading ladies. Welcome to the Women Physicians Lead podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Lisa Herbert, a two-time best-selling author, speaker, family physician, and executive leadership coach with over 20 years experience of providing primary care and serving as a healthcare leader. If you are a woman physician ready to make a change in your career and have a seat at the leadership table, then you are in the right place. I'm excited to provide you with the crucial skills you need to be a successful leader and strategies to deal with workplace challenges. So put on your headphones and listen as we explore the new world of building women physician leaders. Well, I'm excited to be back for another episode of the Women Physicians Lead podcast. In today's episode, we're talking about navigating grief and growth, transitioning from clinical medicine to leadership. So I want to ask this question. What are your fears, hopes, and expectations as you think about the transition from clinical medicine to leadership? One thing that I often hear from my clients is the fear of leaving clinical medicine. For some, that looks like cutting back their clinical hours, and for others, it might look like leaving patient care completely. Just think about it. This profession for most of us has been a journey of sacrifice of time, and for some of us, relationships. There have been challenges, but there has also been a sense of connection, fulfillment, and accomplishment. And for most of us, it's all we know. We have come to identify ourselves with our work. So leaving that behind brings a mix of emotions and uncertainty. And it's like any loss, there is a moment of grieving. So let's talk about what those stages of grief may look like. And it may be similar to other losses that you may have experienced in your life. The first stage is denial. So we may actually struggle to accept the reality of leaving clinical medicine. We may minimize the impact of the transition or even convince ourselves that we can continue practicing despite the decision to pursue leadership. The second stage may look like feelings of anger and frustration as the reality of the transition begins to set in. The third stage may be what we call bargaining. So in this stage, we may attempt to negotiate with ourselves or others in an effort to delay or even mitigate the transition. We begin to make deals with ourselves, like, you know, promising that we're going to return to clinical medicine at some point in the future, or that this is the way it is not going to be. This is only temporary. So we enter the stage of bargaining. The fourth stage looks like sadness, because there are feelings of sadness and despair as we think about the reality of leaving behind or closing the door to the patient-doctor relationship. We may begin to mourn the loss of the meaningful connections that we have with patients, with colleagues, and also that sense of purpose that we get from direct patient care. But then hopefully there comes a time where we enter the phase of acceptance. And with time and with support, physicians can reach that place of acceptance regarding their transition from clinical medicine to leadership. And acceptance doesn't necessarily mean that you have to feel happy about the change in the beginning, but rather that you're starting to come to terms with it and you're finding ways to move forward constructively. When I think about that transition, my story is no different. When I transitioned from clinical medicine, working as a family physician for over 25 years, to leadership, it was a process. I first cut back my hours to part-time, then reduced down to 1 to 2 days a week, then transitioned to non-clinical full-time. I began grappling with losing my identity and leaving my patients and colleagues behind, and that brought on feelings of guilt, feelings of sadness, and also questioning my decision. So you might ask, well, how did you deal with it? How did you deal with the emotions of the transition? The first thing I had to think about or remind myself about the why. So I had to go back to that place of why I made the decision to begin with. Then I began to think about, why was I doing this in the first place? What was I looking to attain? What were my goals? What were my aspirations? And then what did I want to leave behind? And what did I want to gain? Or what was I looking forward to? I also reached out to family, friends, and colleagues who I knew I could share my thoughts and feelings with and who were going to be supportive in the transition. I hired a coach to help me prepare for the transition. And I tried to be as open as I could with my patients about why I was making the transition, and most really understood and supported me. I practiced self-care to help manage the stress and also to help maintain a positive mindset. And most importantly, I created a transition plan to make the journey more manageable. So at the end of the day, the decision is yours to make. So certainly, you know, coping with grief is challenging, but there are also some strategies that we can begin to think about as we navigate this emotional transition. So I'm going to share with you strategies for coping with the grief or with the feelings of sadness that you may be feeling in terms of transitioning out of clinical medicine. So the first is to acknowledge and validate your feelings. So recognize that the feelings of grief, the feelings of sadness about leaving patient care, it's normal, and those feelings are valid. So just allow yourself to experience and express these emotions without judgment. The second strategy, seek support. Reach out to colleagues, mentors, friends, family members for emotional support, because sharing your feelings with those who understand you and understand the challenges that you're going through can provide some sense of comfort and also validation. The third strategy, engage in self-care. So remember, prioritize your self-care activities to be able to have a healthy physical, emotional, and mental state. So this may look like incorporating more exercise, some mindfulness meditation, exploring some hobbies, spending time with loved ones, or it could even look like seeking counsel if needed. The fourth strategy is to maintain boundaries. It's really important to set boundaries to protect your emotional energy during this transition. And it's okay to limit your exposure to situations or conversations that may trigger feelings of grief or sadness about leaving patient care. For me, this was really important. Anyone who brought negative energy or who triggered feelings of grief or sadness, I would limit my exposure around those people. But I also let them know how they made me feel so that they could adjust how they approached me. And then there are also other strategies like staying connected to medicine. So find ways to stay connected to the field of medicine, even if you're no longer practicing clinically. This could include continuing medical education, being involved in medical research or advocacy. It could look like volunteering in healthcare related activities, but there are a lot of ways to remain and to stay connected to medicine. For me, one of the ways was actually to volunteer. It brought me joy and it felt like I was still, you know, part of the healthcare community. So leadership positions allow physicians to make a broader impact on healthcare delivery and patient outcomes. There's a level of satisfaction and fulfillment that can be derived from your mentoring and from your guiding other physicians, but also as you begin to embark on a leadership role, you will also find yourself advocating for your colleagues as well. And this is very fulfilling. There are so many success stories of physicians who have found fulfillment and purpose in leadership. If you go to episode number 27, the 5 D's to successfully leading your team with Dr. Amanda Johnson, or episode 28, what it means to be a change management champion with Dr. Xavier, these episodes will provide you with success stories of physicians who made the transition. So I hope that those stories are an inspiration for you. So in conclusion, as you think about your transition, remember, your feelings are normal and they're valid. Be patient with yourself and give yourself time to adjust. Recognize that adjusting to life outside of clinical medicine is a process. It takes time. So again, start by identifying and validating those feelings, creating a transition plan, reaching out to supportive friends, a family, or a coach, identifying a role model or mentor, and practice self-care. So before we end, I want to leave you with one action item, and that is to start a journal. Start a journal and document your thoughts and your emotions during this transition. Reflect on your progress and challenges, but also identify any patterns or insights that might emerge. Embrace the opportunity for personal and professional development that come with stepping into a leadership role. Take time to reflect on your values, your passions, and long-term goals outside of clinical medicine. Consider how your skills and your expertise as a physician can be applied in new and meaningful ways in leadership roles and other professional pursuits. So I hope this episode was helpful for you. I hope that it provides you with some insight, with some strategies for dealing with the emotion that comes with transitioning into a leadership role. And feel free to leave me some comments or feel free to reach out to me if you have any questions regarding any of the things that I talked about on today's episode. Remember also to follow us on the Women Physicians Lead podcast and share the podcast with other people. So this is Dr. Lisa with the Women Physicians Lead podcast. And just a reminder, if you did not get that scorecard in the beginning, and if you're looking to sort of figure out where you are on the leadership spectrum, then go to womenphysiciansleadscorecard.com. That's womenphysiciansleadscorecard.com. Take care. Thank you for listening today and for allowing me to be a part of your career journey. It's time for physicians to rise up, step out, and stand out, and take back our place in healthcare to be the respected voice and leaders in our community. Are you ready to take on that charge? Is leadership your calling? Are you ready to change the status quo? Are you ready to shift your talents to leading teams and driving change? If this is you, then I invite you to download the Leadership Assessment Scorecard to see what skills you need to develop to transition from clinical medicine to get your next best leadership role. So grab your Leadership Assessment Scorecard at www.womenphysiciansleadscorecard.com. That's womenphysiciansleadscorecard.com. Take care.
If you enjoy podcasts like this, you should check out our other shows on Health Podcast Network. For example, Hopeful Hints, hosted by Dr. Tara, guides and supports those on the often challenging and isolating journey of women's health concerns and infertility. There's a particularly powerful episode that you should check out called all things endometriosis, which dives deep into understanding the condition to help the many women who suffer from endometriosis and have no idea they have it, and healthcare providers who are uneducated about it, making the diagnosis process so difficult. Check out Hopeful Hints on your favorite podcast platform or visit healthpodcastnetwork.com.